Okay, folks, in fourth place, live organ transplant, 251 points. The top three teams, you know who you are. In third place, with 357 points, and we have checked this. Anything other than itself. Here it comes, folks. I don't know if this has ever happened before. We have a tie for first place. All the sugar, twice the caffeine. We start bombing in 5 minutes. We have literally gone over this as many as five, six, seven times, a lot of times. The score is as accurate as it's ever going to get. Both of those teams have 369 points, so they're well ahead of the third place team, but they're tied. The tie-breaking format we have come up with is this. We will ask you five questions from the contest. We did not have time to get to these. I will repeat those five questions, so you make sure you have them. Maybe you want to get somebody to jot them down, run a tape, whatever. You're not going to have much time. I suggest you get your entire team in the room, designate one person to talk. Five questions. We will have one call. You will make one phone call. There will be no problem getting through. The idea is to answer as many as those five questions as you can during that phone call. There will be no clues. All you will be able to do is talk to the person who answers. One answer per question, please. It's kind of a hard-ass thing, but we will play a song. The song has nothing to do with anything. It's just the next song on the tape. It's a reasonably short song, folks. It's 2 minutes and 32 seconds. I guess we should say we will let you get one answer in on all five. Is that fair? I think so.
The length of the song.
Well, they're saying the length of the song. Okay, whoever gets the most in those five.
No.
What you do?
Here are the phone numbers.
Bombers. Have them call in now.
The Bombers, in fact, the Bombers, why don't we have them call in now? We start bombing in 5 minutes. Please dial 2373. You'll be talking to somebody. Dial that number now. We'll establish the connection. We'll make sure we have a connection. This is a big deal, we know. All the sugar, twice the caffeine, please dial 2360, okay? And we'll establish that connection. Then we'll ask the five questions once we know that you're there. And like I said, you'll have the time that it takes. Should I tell them what the song's going to be? Or should they just... I mean, it doesn't have anything to do with the contest. But it's a 2 minute and 32 second song. It's by Ram Jam, and it's entitled Black Betty. It's a 1977 remake of an old Lead Belly song produced by Mrs. Cassinets and Katz, responsible for many of the Buddha Bubblegum records you heard in this contest. The founder of Ram Jam, Bill Bartlett, formerly of the Lemon Pipers, Green Tambourine. With all these connections, this one should be a snap. We have connections with both teams are connected. All right, folks.
Tell them no answers until the song starts.
Yeah, you might as well hold off on the answers until the song starts. Question number 97 is and was, it's now question number one, from the realm of television, what was the first name of Chief from the TV show Get Smart? Question number two, the realm is geography. What are Africa's only three countries that are monarchies? There are three countries in Africa that are ruled by monarchs. Question number three, the realm is sports. We want to know the only Olympic event in which males and females compete head-to-head against each other. Question number four, the realm is science fiction, the sub-realm Dr. Isaac Asimov. Harry Seldon of Trantor was a scientist whose greatest contribution to the human race was in one specific discipline. We want to know that discipline, and we said specific discipline. Question number five, and we couldn't do it without the realm of Williamsiana. According to the Williams College bylaws of 1795, for what three offenses, was one charged the maximum fine of 10 shillings. Just to note that all of these realms that we've been dealing with in these last five questions are the classic trivia realms, some of them. I'm going to repeat those questions for you. We don't want any goof-offs here. And Chris has something to say. Go, Chris.
Here's the microphone.
I just want to make one clarification on the question about the three countries in Africa
that our constitution, that our monarchies, they are not necessarily countries. We're looking for three areas. I don't want to get caught in any quibbling here. Three places in Africa that are monarchies.
Three places in Africa that are monarchies. Let me repeat those questions for the people involved. Question one, from the realm of television, what was the first name of Chief, that's in quotation marks, on the TV show Get Smart? Number two, from the realm of geography, Africa's only three areas ruled by monarchies. I guess ruled by monarchs, they are monarchies. From the realm of sports, the only Olympic event in which males and females compete head-to-head against each other. That is question three. Question four, the realm of science fiction, the sub-realm, Isaac Asimov, Harry Seldon of Trantor was a scientist whose greatest contribution to the human race was in one specific discipline. What was that discipline? And question number five, this is from the realm of Williamsiana. According to the Williams College bylaws of 1795, for what three offenses was one charged the maximum fine of 10 shillings? Good luck to both teams. If there's a tie, we'll do it like soccer. We'll go to one question at a time after the end of five. So whoever gets the most of five, good luck to both teams. Gentlemen and ladies, start your mouths, I guess.
Whoa, Black Betty, bam, lam. Whoa, Black Betty, bam, lam. Black Betty had a child, bam, lam.
We will ask the people in the production studio on the telephones to please end the answer session. One point that was pointed out in the studio, we have now just accomplished the first 9-hour trivia contest. I don't think it would be a bad idea if that did not become a tradition. It would be okay to keep it to 8 minutes. Eight minutes, yeah, heck. 8 hours. Do we have a winner, Ted?
Okay, we have, let me read the answers that...
Okay.
Who is this? This was...
All right, here you...
This was anything, I know...
Okay.
This was All the Sugar.
All the Sugar gave these answers.
It's a live mic.
It's okay. A live mic.
All the Sugar.
Let's do one answer at a time.
Okay. All the Sugar.
Twice the caffeine.
Give the question.
Question number one was, was the first name of Chief on Get Smart?
Go ahead.
Ted, you talked to All the Sugar and had twice the caffeine.
They said Thaddeus.
And, Greg, you talked to anything you talked to, we start bombing in 5 minutes.
They also said Thaddeus.
They each score 1 point. The second question from geography, Africa's three areas ruled by monarchs. Gregory.
Bombers responded with Swaziland, Morocco, and Lesotho.
And Ted.
And the Sugar responded with Morocco, Congo, and Swaziland.
The correct answers are Morocco, Swaziland, and Lesotho. So I guess that gives 1 point to Greg's team, which is
Bombers. The
Bombers. Question three, sports, the only Olympic event in which males and females compete head-to-head. Ted, all the Sugar, twice the caffeine said?
The equestrian events.
And Greg, the Bombers said?
The equestrian events.
So they will both now score 1 point. Isn't this incredibly nerve-wracking? Question number four from the realm of science fiction, Isaac Asimov. He's written, 100-some-odd books? Harry Seldon of Trantor was a scientist whose greatest contribution to the human race was in one specific discipline. What was that discipline, according to the Bombers?
Psychohistory.
And according to All the Sugar, twice the caffeine?
Psychohistory.
Well, that is the correct answer.
Wow.
Holy smokes. You mean you're telling me this could come down to one of a three-part answer?
Mm.
Could.
No.
From the realm of Williamsiana, according to the Williams College bylaws, for what three offenses was one charged the maximum fine of 10 shillings? The caffeine and sugar people?
Got smoking, spitting, and drinking.
And Greg, the Bombers?
They were only able to get in skipping prayers or church and breaking curfew.
Well, the three correct answers are cursing, fornication, and the singing of obscene songs. So I guess neither team got any points on that, and the winner of the 1986 Fall Trivia Contest Greg?
It is, in fact, the Bombers.
We start bombing in 5 minutes. We'll be up for the awards ceremony in 5 or 10 minutes in the Baxter
instantly.
Lounge. And we'll be there right away, but you might take time to get there. Thank you for sitting
Thank
tight.
You all.
We wouldn't have made it. We wouldn't have dragged you through this if
I'm
we could have helped.
I'm going to
throw
up now.
This is an incredibly tight contest, and we hope you enjoyed it. We tried to put a little humor in, make it a little bit more accessible, and we hope that the rest of you will follow in our footsteps.
See you in the spring.
We'll see you in the spring. We'll be here. Will you?